On Light Rock 105.
And I'll write your name.
Light Rock 105, today's hits, yesterday's favorite, 7:13 with Heather and Steve. It's Monday, you gotta get going again. Full week of work and school for everybody.
But you know you stole some of your kids' Easter candy, so to dull the pain.
Do I still have chocolate on my face? Darn it.
Light Rock 105 traffic runs on Dunkin' Donuts iced coffees and lattes, inspired by Baskin-Robbins ice cream flavors.
Thursday for the 9 your morning commute. I'm Big Edwards from the Right Now Traffic Center.
Heather's in Hollywood. We watch celebrities, so you don't have to.
Brought to us by FactoryCarpetOutlet.com, Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
So Taylor Swift is 25 years old, but she still enjoys an Easter egg hunt, especially one where she gets to go up against her own brother, Austin. So that's what happened over the weekend yesterday. Taylor and her brother, 1, 2, 3, go! And they go hunting for the eggs in the family's backyard.
Terrible.
It's very competitive. You know, this is a good thing that the Gersten family never celebrated Easter, because I can only imagine the competitiveness that would have went on.
Egg fight.
Yes, just like Taylor and Austin. In fact, he held on to her so she couldn't go find eggs and was trying to get free and run around. She posted a clip on social media yesterday, and you can check it out.
Let me get this straight, though.
Yes.
She overcame and won all the eggs in the neighborhood, and Austin was just sitting there with like two eggs.
Yeah, and something like
completely
that.
Completely on the side of the road and just ignored.
You can imagine that her Instagram quote would read this, and it did. When your parents arrange a competitive sibling Easter egg hunt, failing to take into account that their children are Ross and Monica. A reference to Friends and sibling rivalry. Meantime, Taylor Swift is dating someone. And we're not talking like she's an official couple, but she's dating somebody.
No, that's an official couple.
All right, you're right. They've been seen snuggling.
Yeah, they're in public. Touching each other.
Oh, boy. All right, so we'll call them a couple then. And we're talking about Calvin Harris. You know the DJ guy? That's it. Together, they actually look like brother and sister. They even dress alike. One day, they were seen wearing gray tops with black pants.
He is a Scottish DJ, considered by some the best electronica dance DJ in the world.
Right, and he's worked with other famous people before.
He's made more money than her in the last year.
That sounds actually like a perfect guy for her then, don't you think? Somebody who has their own money.
Right.
And that he seems independent and he's doing fine on his own.
But you think you're out of touch now. Here comes a guy you've never heard of who's made more money than the woman we can't stop referencing every 15 minutes.
Isn't that funny?
Holy mackerel.
Off to a fast start at the box office, Furious 7 set a new April opening weekend record with more than $143 million in box office sales. That's also the best ever in the Fast and Furious series. The movie is dedicated, of course, to the former star of the movie, the late Paul Walker, who died in a car crash before filming was completed, and they had to push back the release date. Home is a distant second this weekend, followed by Get Hard and Cinderella, and I've never seen any of the Furious movies at all.
Not Tokyo Drift?
None of them. I don't even know if that is one. You could be saying anything. Gibberish. And Steve, I'm not a Mad Men fan. I don't watch the show. So last night, sure enough, the premiere of the last and final season. And how was it?
Right. There's going to be 7 episodes, 6 now that yesterday's aired. And look, I wasn't able to. It was on past my bedtime. I'm going to see it after I get home from work.
No one, and I'm
talking to you newspaper people, bloggers. No one mentioned anything about Mad Men until I let you know that I've seen it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thank you.
Not even with the word spoiler alert.
That's nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Heather's in Hollywood, every morning on Light Rock 105.
Evergreen Nursing, and that's the core.
Here's what's happening at Light Rock 105.
Break out the Aquanet, join the two light chicks each and every Saturday night at 8 for the Wicked Awesome 80s Show. We're talking 80s hits, 80s fashion, 80s... all things 80s. It's the greatest. This week, they're giving away tickets, and back me up on this, Culture Club at Foxwoods in July.
I'll tumble for ya.
Is that true?
Do you really want to hurt me?
No.
Okay.
The Wicked Awesome 80s Show with the two light chicks, Heather and Amy, or as it's written here, Amy and Heather.
Yes.
Interesting.
It works. It's kind of like a karma chameleon.
Oh. See, that was a culture club joke.